This is Health News from Helen Newberry Joy Hospital and Healthcare Center. Today, we talk with Dr. Jay Jagannathan, a board-certified neurosurgeon with a special interest in minimally invasive spinal surgery, who is expanding his practice into the Eastern UP. Dr. Jagannathan, explain how you came to Helen Newberry Joy.
Recently, we established a relationship with Helen Newberry Joy Hospital, and over the past 3 months or so, we've been doing clinics at the hospital itself. And our goal is to provide accessible and convenient and excellent neurosurgical coverage and care throughout the Eastern Peninsula. We've had good success so far with our office in the Sioux, and we hope to extend that locally in Newberry and avoid it being necessary for patients to have long travels to get neurosurgical consultation.
Now, this is just the latest expansion for your practice. You treat patients across the state of Michigan.
The goal of my practice, I started out in university practice in 2010 after I finished my training. I was part of a big group, and we were part of a tertiary center where I had patients coming in from all over the state. And I found that after I started my own practice, our goal was to make care, particularly neurosurgical care, accessible to everyone. And I think in this day and age, it's easier for one person to travel and see patients than to have 50 or 60 patients traveling to see me. So our goal is to provide the same care that you would get anywhere else in the state or in the world, right at the backyard, and to provide the same state-of-the-art techniques, and to provide an office and to provide support staff locally that would be able to help in terms of the recovery and in terms of answering questions and relieving anxiety and any other things that may come up during the process of surgery.
Now let's talk about specifically the areas of your practice.
So as a neurosurgeon, my subspecialty area is in treatment of surgical problems involving the brain, the spine, and the peripheral nerves, and I treat all three of them. Majority of my practice, particularly in northern Michigan, is related to spine surgery. We focus primarily on minimally invasive techniques, where the idea is by using image guidance and x-ray guidance that we can target areas that have abnormalities more accurately and treat patients with smaller incisions and hopefully quicker recovery times.
Now, when you mentioned back surgery, a lot of people get a bit squeamish.
We view surgery as a process. It's not just the day that I go in and do surgery and finish up. It's a process starting with when we first see the patient, first schedule them, to the surgical date, to the hospital stay, and then through the follow-up appointments. And both myself and the support staff, the nurses and others in our office really take that seriously in terms of making that as pleasant an experience as possible for both patients and their families. And in terms of minimally invasive spine surgery, the idea is that with technology now, we are able to reduce the amount of postoperative discomfort and make the surgery less invasive than it was. And I think when you look at healthcare, the goal is to not just to do an operation well, but it's also to not to have the patient do well at the end of the day. And minimally invasive techniques allow us to shorten hospital stay, to hopefully shorten the amount of narcotic use, drug use, and to speeden up the time by which a patient is up and active again. And those are the things that we take very seriously and take a lot of pride in trying to do.
And I think that's important these days with the use of narcotics and pain management. It's been under a microscope.
My standpoint, pain management primarily involves looking at interventional treatments that are non-surgical to alleviate pain without narcotics. So it would be things like epidural injections. It would be things like radiofrequency ablations and rhizotomies to help deaden nerves that are inflamed or that are irritated. And it would be less so of the narcotic type of treatments, which oftentimes can be more addicting and have more side effects. I do have a partner who's a pain specialist that specializes in both of those areas as well. And obviously, I think narcotics in some selected cases, for example, after surgery, are an important accessory that we use to control pain. But we don't want to make patients dependent on drugs. We'd rather do it in ways that are feasible to give them long-term relief without getting them addicted or causing further issues with substance abuse.
Thank you, Dr. Jay Jagannathan, neurosurgeon, now expanding a statewide practice to include Helen Newberry Joy. For more information on today's program, visit hnjh.org or call 906-293-9200. This has been Health News from Helen Newberry Joy Hospital and Healthcare Center.